Frank, looking into what, an eighth final? Since you won your first, how's things changed since then?
I suppose it's changed quite a bit with the personnel, I suppose, of the panel, but still a few of the players that began, like Neil McGee there, that began back in 2006, and Michael coming in 2007, and those friendships have been built up over the years, and it's special to be experiencing days like this with people you've become such good friends with.
You've watched this current crop of players develop over the last couple of years. That performance the last day against Tyrone, it's been building for a while, and you've seen squads develop, and you always knew yourself that there was that level of performance on them.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, if you take some of the examples of the performances, the likes of Stephen McMenamin there, Noel Bann, Jimmy Brennan, we've seen those performances now maybe for 2 or 3 years on the training pitch, but for the first time, I suppose the outside of the Donegal panel got a glimpse of them there last Saturday, and I suppose it only is a glimpse, and I suppose it's something that we'll be trying to back up again now in the Ulster final days, that we can reproduce those type of performances consistently now.
Was that the real sort of acid test then for a number of players on the squad? Because you had the regulars, the likes of Michael and Patrick and a few more, but the likes of Jamie and Noel Bann and them guys and the boys coming through, was that their real test to show that the level that they're currently at on the contrary?
Yeah, that's it. I suppose going into any game, the opposition will probably try and nullify the main threats as they perceive them to be, and I suppose being honest, most teams will probably pick out Michael and Patrick and trying to nullify their influence in games, but when the likes of Jamie Brennan and Niall O'Donnell there are popping up, Michael Langan are popping up in the forward line and Owen Bann going forward, it makes that task of the opposition that bit more difficult.
When you won the title last year, I spoke to you after the Ulster final and you had your young family around you. At that stage, maybe were you complimenting about maybe giving it up or sticking around for another year, or what was your thoughts as you headed on to the summer's Ulster Champions?
I suppose at the time during the season, it's probably a thought that probably doesn't really come into your head when you're in the mix stuff. Probably we were preparing for a Super 8 group stage at that time, but I suppose towards the end of the year, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was leaning towards probably being my last year, but I'm very grateful to Declan. We met a number of times over the winter months, and he convinced me that I'd still a role to play in the panel, and absolutely delighted now that I threw my lot in with the panel again, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I do say one thing that definitely influenced the decision is the layout of the championship structure from 2006, how it's changed. It's great as an intercounty footballer that, you know, we've Tyrone played there last Saturday and we're into 4 or 5 training sessions, and we've got another game to look forward to, and after that, hopefully moving forward, we'll have games coming every back to back games and a game every 2 weeks. So it's a far cry from maybe 10 or 11, 12 training sessions in between inter-county matches, so it keeps the body fresh and it keeps the mind fresh, and you've always got that game to look forward to.
Yeah. What about Clonus? It's a place Donegal like. You've had good days there and you have bad days there. Cavan are going to Clonus to play in an Ulster final for the first time since 2001. You have been there numerous occasions on the big day on the Ulster showpiece. Does that give you maybe an advantage that you've played in that environment before?
No, I don't think so. I suppose Cavan, if you look at, they've played 2 good competitive games against Armagh and Clonus, so they'll be well used to the surroundings there, so they will. And I suppose if you use that analysis, I suppose going into 2011, you wouldn't give us much of a hope against Tyrone that we're going for 3 in a row in a semi-final that day heading into Clonus. So I think 2013 again is probably a good lesson for the current panel as well, heading into an Ulster final and 2013 against Monaghan and tipped to win it, only to be turned over by a very determined Monaghan team. And Cavan no doubt will go into this final with the exact same attitude. I suppose they're desperate to win an Ulster title. They haven't been in an Ulster final, so they're going to want to make it count. So it's important for us to take care of our own house and get our own house in order and be ready to try and repeat or better the performance that we did against Tyrone there.
Yeah, what do you make of Cavan? Because I'm sure you watched them very, very closely on Sunday in the replay with Armagh. What do you expect them to bring to the park on Sunday week?
Yeah, very impressed with Cavan. If you look at not just the Armagh victory there, very impressive tally to put up 23 points, but even with their victory against Monaghan, and then to pull away in a replay, and replays are always very difficult games, but Cavan showed a great attitude at the beginning of the game to race into a 7-point lead, you know, and they always pretty similar to the layout of our game against Tyrone. They always were in control of the game. Anytime Armagh responded, Cavan responded with scores, and they had big leaders in the pitch, like Darry McVitie, Garrod McKiernan, Moynagh. They're popping up with vital scores at vital times of games, and that's a sign of a good team, so it is, and it's definitely something that we'd be taking note of, and we'd be trying to nullify going into the Ulster final.
Yeah, and from your own situation, you still feel that you've got a hell of a lot to give for Donegal football?
Yes, I suppose enjoying it, and suppose like any intercounty player, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wanted to start. You know, every man wants to be in the first 15, but I suppose when you look through the Donegal team and the six defenders that they're putting out every week, it's very hard to make an argument against any one of those six with their performances, and hopefully those performances stay up there at the top level. And if I'm asked to come on as a sub onto the pitch, I'll be absolutely delighted to do so.
Yeah, you've won a lot with Donegal. What sort of advice do you give the younger players in the group, Frank?
I tend not to give advice. Yeah. Quite simply, just
because you've done it all with Donegal, you've been there, you've won and lost with them on big finals.
Yeah, I suppose the main point that I would probably hit home to the players and to the panel as a whole is, you know, regardless of what you have done or haven't done, there's players probably on our panel like Jason McGee that missed out last year, Owen McHugh wasn't there last year with us. There's players, you know, that experienced an Ulster final for the first time, and I suppose if anything has taught us, I know we're blessed to have 8 finals, but there's been even better intercounty footballers gone before us that have worn the Donegal jersey that have never reached an Ulster final day, and the younger lads should probably grab this chance because there's no guarantees that they'll get another chance like it again.
Yeah. Just finally then, what would it mean to you to win another Ulster title, another Ulster medal? Would it be as special as the first one you won?
It definitely is. I suppose every year when your championship starts, Ulster final is the number one priority, and you don't look anywhere else in the championship or to All-Irelands or to Super 8s until your chance of winning the Ulster championship is gone. And no matter how many of them you get, every year is special, and even last year was special, having come through the disappointments of losing the final in 16 and losing so disappointingly in a semi-final to Tyrone, and it's something that we probably weren't used to in 17, so to come back, roaring back last year and reclaim it was very special. But to back it up again now with this new vibrant group with a lot of new members in the panel would be special too.
Okay, best luck in the final. Thanks for talking to us, Frank.
Cheers, Oisin. Thank you.